This is Lauri Markkanen, and it's time for a Jazz Game Rewind.
Rebound comes down. Sexton on the push. Sexton's got two guys on. Hands to Markkanen. Attacks the 10, lays it up and in. Lauri Markkanen in the open floor.
The 2022-2023 season is upon us, and the Jazz feature a new look in outfits and in terms of who is wearing the uniforms. The new look Jazz played the first game of the Will Hardy era and began the regime with a 114-82 loss as the Raptors' stellar defense propelled them past the Jazz despite Lauri Markkanen's 20-point and 5-rebound performance in his debut. I'm Leif Thulin, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind. In the first quarter, the two teams remained knotted at 22 in a frenetic pace, topsy-turvy game early on. The Jazz were led by new addition Lauri Markkanen's 6 points and two boards, while the stalwart Mike Conley added six as well. For the Raptors, 7 of 8 players that made their way onto the hardwood scored a bucket, but they were led by the reigning rookie of the year, Scotty Barnes's 5 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and a block, all accumulated in the one quarter, 22-22 after one.
Markkanen, left side three, nailed it. Gonna have people excited coming off that summer in Finland where he was just terrific. Just a one-man wrecking crew for the Finnish national team. Right side Conley, catch and shoot three, hit 41% last year and makes his first in the preseason, 7-6 Utah. Down low Barnes, goes up and lays it up and in as he got Clarkson down low. Ananobi three, right side is good.
The Jazz tinkered with different lineups and stayed competitive throughout the entire first half against the Raptors' key cogs. After one half of the Will Hardy era, the Jazz played hard and fast, but trailed the athletic switchable Raptors by just one, 50-49. Markkanen led the way with 17 points on 6 of 9 shooting, and Precious Achiuwa paced the Raptors' egalitarian attack with 10.
Markkanen slips, drives the lane, catches the rim, and finishes. Beautiful move. Rose up, brought it back down, and laid it up and in. That's out of a 7-footer who's a legit 235. Kick out to Alexander Walker. Immediately drives, finds Kessler down low for a dunk.
What a pass.
Alexander Walker makes Canadian Football League GMs jealous with that touchdown pass right there. Markkanen's got 12 right now, driving the right side into the body of Markkanen, Achiuwa, and he scores it.
After many new faces ingratiated themselves nicely to Jazz Nation, the third quarter wasn't as kind to the Jazz, as the Raptors thrilled the Canadian crowd, shutting the Jazz out for the first 4 minutes and 10 seconds of the third frame, en route to dominating the quarter to the tune of holding the Jazz to 6 of 24 shooting, and that stifling defense led the Raptors to opening up an 18-point advantage after three quarters.
Swings it to Clarkson, head fakes with 9 on the clock. Now crosses over between the legs, razzle, dazzle, step back three, swat it! By OG Ananobi. Clarkson went into his bag every magic trick he said. He went trick, he went treat, and OG said neither. Outlet pass to Jackson. He'll go to the basket and dunk it. Timeout, Utah.
For what proved to be the most decisive stretch of this ball game, where the Raptors' defense was too much for the inexperienced Jazz, here are David Locke and Ron Boone on the call.
Here's Barnes, rookie of the year, working one-on-one on Olynyk, right side Hernan Gomez. Kick back out to Barnes. Not much of an outside shooter, so he distributes it inside to Boucher, who slides by Vanderbilt and lays it up and in. Boucher played at Oregon. Vanderbilt puts it on the deck, drives, flares it back out to Olynyk. He waits for the defense to close, now goes to work methodically, puts it off the glass, no good. The Toronto native. Boucher also from Canada, or his mom's Canadian. Trent ball fakes Markkanen, swings to Hernan Gomez, right side three, banked it off the glass. Juancho Hernan Gomez.
I didn't hear him call that.
He did not. 55-49, Raptors by 6. Conley swings to Beasley, left hand drive in the lane, stops for a floater air ball. Rebound comes down to Trent. Beasley really has become almost an exclusive three-point shooter in his last time in Minnesota. Trent Jr. goes coast-to-coast and lays it up and in.
Trent Jr.
Beasley shooting about 50% of his shots as threes. So you see him playing a little differently. That's the change here. Nice cut to the basket. Beasley goes to the layup in traffic and misses again. Barnes to the front court. Jazz down 8. Barnes gets a pass deflected by Markkanen, picked up by Olynyk, and then Olynyk's bump going into the front court, and you could see everybody on the court expecting the take foul, and then you saw everybody remember that the take foul is now a free throw and the ball, and suddenly they didn't do it, but you literally saw Olynyk slow up for a minute, expecting to be grabbed the way we have been for all these years. And you literally saw Gary Trent like start to grab and realize I can't do it. So instead he body bumped him in a manner that makes it look like a basketball play. We'll see whether we really solve this problem or not. Markin struggling to get it in, bounces to Olynyk. Hands back to Conley. The vet, 15th year for Mike. Left side to Lowry. Former seventh pick in the 2017 draft. Top to Vanderbilt, driving, kicks to the corner. Markin rotates beautifully. Beasley for three, no good. Malik's a great three-point shooter, but just 1 for 6 today.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be labeled just a three-point shooter.
And we're seeing him try to expand his game. Jazz have been switching most things defensively tonight. Here, Vanderbilt's guarding Herman Gomez, but the Raptors don't play pick and roll very often. Boucher shoots a three left side and hits it. Jazz are now suddenly down 11 as they have not scored here, and it's a 10-0 run by the Raptors to open the third quarter.
In sum, the Raptors' length and athleticism welcome the youthful Jazz and Will Hardy to the big leagues with the swarming, decisive second-half trouncing. Tune back in for Tuesday's big game versus Dame and the Blazers. With your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Lee Tulin, and as always, go Jazz! We'll be right back.